It's 11:14 here at 92.1 FM.
Thanks for listening to Q92, 92.1 FM. It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And a good Thursday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here in the studio, looking out the picture window, Dwayne. Light rain. The ground's wet.
Yeah. Kind of the story of the year.
So far, yeah. You get rain over. Where are you at today?
I'm over in Montevideo. We have this fill a flat sale, and I needed to run over and fill my flats, get some more stuff for the greenhouse. So what it is is fill a flat for Riverfest days, and we have a Heather Nursery and Greenhouse flat that you can fill up. And if you fill it up with flowers, it's $25. If you fill it up with vegetables, it's $20. And if you filled it up with all proven winners, you would have over an $80 value. So it's a good deal.
It is a great deal, that's for sure.
Yep, and the flowers need a home. So come and plant some flowers, and you can still plant some, you know, replace some of those things in your garden or add to your garden. And I just ate some tomatoes off our tomato plants. So, we have pre-tomatoes on our tomatoes.
Okay. You got them, cherry tomatoes or those little tomatoes yet?
If you don't have sun sugar tomatoes, you got to plant some of those. They're great.
Still just time to plant them, right?
You can still plant them, you know, with all the wet weather and the cooler weather. A lot of things haven't grown, but you can still add to your garden. If you haven't fertilized your garden, probably a good thing to do is add some fertilizer, because all the moisture we had probably the plant has used up the fertilizer, and or else it's leached out.
Right. Okay. Well, let's get our phones ringing here for any lawn or garden question for Dwayne. You can give us a call here at the studio, 320-598-7301. That's 7301. Or you can email it over at klqpfm@farmerstel.net. So give us a call for any lawn or garden question for Dwayne. How the gardens doing in the area, Dwayne?
I think they're going pretty good. Wet weather is starting to cause some diseases. So if you don't have a disease control, or the sun coming out would help that too. If you have problems and you don't know what the answer is, bring in a leaf or a picture, and I can try to help people out with that.
Okay. Well, what's our? Yeah, go ahead.
The plant of the week.
Yep. What is it?
Did you look?
I looked. I posted it.
There you go. I had fun this past week. Is that we pulled in an old Studebaker pickup? Okay. Put it in the front display area at Heather Nursery in Dawson. And we planted it with flowers. So my plant of the week is unusual flowers in unusual containers. So our container's a 1950 Studebaker pickup.
Yeah, I posted it on our KLQP Facebook page. You filled that back of that pickup up pretty good. What kind of flowers you got in there and plants?
We got about every kind you can imagine. There's grasses and dahlias and vining plants. I also put some watermelon plants in there and cantaloupe plants. So for Riverfest, come and check out Main Street Dawson and come and check out our Studebaker pickup.
All right. Is that your pickup you're still driving, or?
No. You know what? It originally came from Vincent Michaels over by Madison.
Oh.
So it's Jim Michaels' pickup, and I always wanted to do that, and I had an opportunity to do it, so we have it on display now.
All right, so stop by when you're in Dawson for Riverfest. Swing in the Heather Nursery there and take a look at it and chat with Dwayne.
See that pickup, and really take advantage of that fill-a-flat sale. And we also have garden seeds, buy one, get one free. and also 20% off perennials. So good deals there.
Dwayne, that's very creative to use that pickup as a planter, and a lot of people are getting very creative with their planters, aren't they? What are some other creative planters that you've been dealing with or seen?
But, you know, in Madison there, I mean, there's a lot of kind of cool planters, but Gilbert Redipenny has wagons in his front yard and has flowers in them, and those are kind of cool, and he's selling those if you're looking for something different. There's plant, if you keep your eyes open, and even the planters in Dawson on Main Street, the hanging baskets, I've done that for almost 30 years now, and I think they're the nicest they've ever looked. So another reason to come to Riverfest in Dawson.
All right. Dwayne, what's our horticultural concern for today?
Crabgrass.
I think that's every week, isn't it?
Well, it has been. How to take care of it. And the ones that didn't put their crabgrass preventer down have crabgrass plants now, so you have to treat it differently. Crabgrass is the lime green flat-colored grass in your lawn. It's still kind of little. You can take a crabgrass killer. It's a liquid, and you spray on there. Otherwise, in a month from now, those crabgrass plants will be 4 or 5 feet across.
Okay.
So now is the time to kill it.
All right. Well, let's start with some questions here, Dwayne. This is hot off the phone. What should you spray apple trees with?
There's a number of things you can spray, but if you you can do a fruit tree spray, which has an insecticide, fungicide, miticide in it, so it kind of takes care of everything that ails that tree. And you can do that now. I see one of the other questions is, am I too late to do that? It would have been better if you would have started earlier, but with all the wet weather, it's been hard to do that. So it's time to spray your apple trees or your fruit trees right now.
Okay. All right. Another question from our listener that just called in. Like they have new trees, 8 feet tall. What should I fertilize with? They're maple and oak and river birch. What should I fertilize with?
Well, you're asking the right guy, Paul.
Okay, yeah, I figured that.
I created a fertilizer called Earth Elements Fertilizer, and I'm sure some people are getting sick of hearing me talk about it, but it has lots of different minerals in the world, and I know one of our other questions is going to be directed at this, too, is it has beneficial bacteria and fungi that are balanced in your soil, and they break the minerals down and feed it to the plant, so I would definitely recommend Earth Elements Starter or Grower.
Okay. Earth Elements. How much Earth Elements should you put in? How do you know how much to put in?
You can do like everybody. You can read the directions.
Okay. Yeah, I never read the directions, Dwayne.
I know. So you got to ask. For a new planted tree, that you know, when we planted all those trees around Madison, we put 1 pound of Earth Elements per 6-foot, 8-foot tree. So a couple handfuls around your tree and then water it in.
Okay, a couple handfuls for an 8-foot tree.
Yep, you can also do it. We have a liquid Biomentum and a foliar fertilizer. So if you want to mix it, you know, in your container or whatever, or a spray, we also have a liquid form.
Okay. Yeah, liquid or the pellets. What do you prefer?
I always sell pellets, and then if they want to do an additional type thing, if they have a lot of area or big trees to do, then I sell them the liquid too.
Okay.
Biomentum, it's called, is by far one of our best products that we sell.
All right. Another question. Someone told me that you can cut back mums until the 4th of July to prevent them from becoming top heavy. Is this true? How far to cut back? If cut off buds now, will they bloom in the fall? If I cut off the buds now, will they bloom in the fall?
You know, 30 years ago, we talked about that all the time because they didn't have all the fancy mums like they do now. They have a lot of hybrid mums. So, I mean, they'll bloom from... Some of them are actually starting to bloom now, and they'll bloom all the way till fall. The old way of doing things was to nip them back, not a lot, so they'll fill out, they'll bush out better, and they will do that. And you do that till 4th of July, and then you stop pruning that so they can form the flower bud for the fall. But if you plant Minnesota mammoth mums, which get huge on their own, you don't need to do that.
No, you don't.
So
they hold themselves up or what?
Oh, yeah, they're very sturdy. And
okay.
It's kind of definitely the mum that I had, Minnesota mammoth mums, developed by the University of Minnesota. And we carry those.
Okay. Yeah, mums are...
I just ordered our mum plants for the fall, so we'll have all kinds of different colors and you know, tri-colors in one pot and all kinds of... I've been planting in the greenhouse, planting up fall containers already, so we're ready to go.
All right. So shop Heather Nursery and Floral, that's for sure, to pick up
there
your
you
mums.
Go.
Here's a good question from our listener. How do plants absorb minerals from the soil? How does that work? Good question.
We were talking a little while ago off air. I said if you have about, that there is at least a whole, I don't think, quarter in college, okay? I mean, what happens is the biology in the soil, the bacteria and the fungi, actually what happens is that the fungi, the bacteria actually absorb the minerals in the soil and they die, and the fungi absorbs that mineral from the bacteria and exchanges it with the plant for sugars, or the green part of the plant, the sugars of the plant goes to the fungi, and the fungi feed the minerals to the plant. So if you don't have a balanced bacteria-fungi ratio, which you want to have 50-50 in your soil, if it's off whack, your plants won't do good either. And
how do you test that then? How do you test your soil for that?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. There's a new machine that's just out, and I just ordered it. It's called a biometer, and it tests the biology in your soil. And you want a ratio of 50-50 with bacteria-fungi, and if it's out of whack, your plants aren't going to do good. And that's what Biomentum is. And Earth Elements has that in it, too. It balances your biology in your soil. Okay. That's why that's so important.
All right.
So don't forget the Biomentum and the Earth Elements.
All right. I think we kind of touched on this, but this person, I haven't sprayed my apple tree yet for worms. Can I still spray now, or is it too late?
It's been, like we said before, it's been good if you started earlier, but no, it's never too late. After it's done raining, get out there and spray your trees. And when you are spraying, don't do it when it's 90 degrees out. Do it when it's, you know, early or late in the afternoon or whatever, when it's, you know, 70 degrees would be a lot better. You could actually burn or hurt some of the flowers or the apples or whatever on your plant if you do it when it's too hot.
All right. Well, that's questions. We're running out of time here, Dwayne. Let's talk Riverfest in Dawson.
It's going to be a fun. They already started. Had Merchants Night last night. You already missed out on that. They have going to have all kinds of vendors around town, things in the park, ball games, a lot of fun things, sales around town. So check out in the parades on Sunday at 2 o'clock. So a lot of fun things going on at in Dawson for Riverfest. So check out Heather Nursery's Fill a Flat Sale.
All right, and that's in Dawson?
In Dawson, okay. But we're on with that in Madison and Montevideo, too.
All right, and stop by the pickup there, the planter pickup, and take some pictures.
You bet. People have already stopped and taken pictures by it, so feel welcome to do that. And come and check us out. That truck, that pickup is pretty cool.
All right, Dwayne, thank you for another garden show, and we'll talk to you next Thursday then.
You bet. Everybody have a happy River Fest.
Dwayne Hasted with Heather Nursery and Floral. That's another garden show here on Q92.